Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. I think that the last of this series about different things that we can do should probably talk a little bit about coping in terms of the way that we ourselves can do things. And some of that is how to look at the world. Now, you've heard me before on here talking about being told that occasionally I can be a little Pollyannish. While I like to be a realist about a lot of things, I tend to have an optimistic attitude about things in general. That's just kind of how I do it. I go with the premise that you have to go through life one way or the other. Why be miserable all the time when we have choices in terms of how we do that? I don't allow a whole day to go through where I'm miserable the entire day. I just don't do it. And when we can cope and do other things, it's better. When we have stressful situations, it doesn't mean you have to drink alcohol to excess, eat snacks, do other things in there that you probably shouldn't be doing. If you get hung up in all of those things, it's actually not going to be healthy for you internally, externally, or in your relationships with others. So if you've got coping habits that are very difficult, look at some of those and try to do some other things. Just getting a chance to sit or get away quietly is really handy. I'm not talking isolation. We have enough isolation. But a little bit of personal time is not a bad thing. Getting a cup of coffee or tea, yes, I know there's caffeine on a lot of that, but still, you can do some of that. Listening to something, reading, writing something, talking with a close friend, those are all healthy types of coping habits that make people feel good. Those are things that really help us. What too many people do is when they get stressed, they self-isolate to the point where they're actually harming themselves because they do no vent, and then that builds up inside. And that's one of the things in this series that I've been worried about when I talk about people, is I see people being stressed and isolating even more in their frustration. That's not good for you. If you're one of those people, get out and do some other things, move around, do some other things, reestablish contacts. It's really important that you have contact with other people in doing this. Remind yourself of things that are right. There's a lot going on in your life that's going to be right about things that are going on and the daily things. Those can be small things that you do. It matters. Small events, look at them. Make those positives. Look at those. Have a great day. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.